Hello and welcome to podcast number 12001. I am your hostess, Jessie, and this podcast is designed to contain a wide variety of art, passion, learnings, as well as parting thoughts. So a handful of announcements to get us started. Number one is feel free to comment in whichever social format you locate this podcast, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, Audioboo, or my website at rockstar-jessie.blogspot.com. I'm happy to read any of your thoughts. And that leads into number two. I'm currently accepting contributions, so if there's something you would like people to know, I'm open to forwarding some beneficial content. So feel free to send that my way as well. Today, I'd like to share with you a poem I wrote after meeting someone I didn't expect. I have authored one book of poetry entitled Life, Love, and Inspiration, a Book of Poetry, and I have two more in progress. The first is entitled Avenged, and the second is entitled Treasure. This poem is called Dear Baby, and it's a contribution from my second book of poetry, or third, second one being published right now, entitled Treasure. Here it goes. Dear Baby, I saw your light before my eyes met yours, gazing upon the precious face of an angel registered on earth. You'd just been released from the hospital. Hearing my voice, you tilted your head. Inquisitive, I smiled at you. Then your mama explained. Blind, yet perfect hearing, you were craning to hear me. With your neck so weak it lay against a stuffed bear, I told you of your beauty. You smiled at me, knowing it was true. I knelt beside you, longing to share my heart, feeling as though it might burst, so full of love. The feeding tube, still taped to your face, spoke of the hardships your infant existence had faced. I could have sat there forever. How strong your mama, wise eyes, and a calmness unlike most in her place. A dear friend, dedicated mother, I wish blessings upon your family. Thank you for hearing my poem. Thank you also for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next time, and hopefully you'll tune back in. I have some great information we'll be covering. If you think Jack Canfield's awesome, how about his life coach? His life coach, Marsha Weider. She has got some great, great information. I'll be sharing 10 tips for having an awesome life from her next time. Thanks again. See you next time.